Mr. President, thank you for the opportunity to provide brief concluding remarks. We should like to reiterate the importance of the following. One, states having clarity concerning their remaining implementation challenge. Two, states developing their standards to include the most up-to-date thinking on how to more efficiently and effectively implement their Article 5 obligations. Three, states reporting clearly and accurately on their remaining implementation challenge. Four, states continuing to fulfill their commitments under their request for extension and to continue abiding by the decisions made on their request by the states' parties. This, after all, is a key of the Convention's implementation mechanisms and should be upheld. And finally, effective and efficient state ownership over the clearance process and the significance of international support and contribution. The engagement of the states' parties with the committee has been very cooperative, and we look forward to the committee continuing in this manner in the upcoming year. As this is the first year that we implement our mandate, there is certainly room for improvement, and we look forward to the committee building upon our experience this year. Lastly, as the outgoing chair of the committee, Poland would like to extend words of sincere gratitude and thank our colleagues from Ecuador, Ireland and Zambia for their support and engagement. And we would like also to thank the whole ISU team for their dedication and permanent support. Thank you very much, Mr. President.